I'd like to know what you most want people to know about your new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
Well, I think that people need to realize that they have more control than they think when it comes to brain health. And just some simple measures every day, it doesn't take a lot of time, will improve their brain function almost immediately and possibly stave off symptoms of Alzheimer's for years to come.
I'm curious to know of the research you cite, which is extensive, what are the most significant facts and figures that we should take away from it regarding Alzheimer's?
Age is the most important risk factor. By age 65 or older, the risk is 10%, and by age 85 or older, it's as high as 50%. However, genetics only accounts for part of the risk. About a third is accounted for genetics for the average person. That means two-thirds of the risk can have to do with lifestyle factors. And in the Alzheimer's Prevention Program, we focus on four major areas: physical exercise, mental exercise, nutrition, and stress management.
Well, you actually provide a very outlined, detailed program to jumpstart your brain. Can you walk us through that in a nutshell?
The first step is physical exercise. If you can get your heart to pump oxygen and nutrients to your brain, you're going to have a bigger brain, and a bigger brain is a better brain. So walking briskly 20 minutes a day can lower your risk for Alzheimer's. If you don't have time to go to the gym, try to park your car a little bit further from work or take the stairs to get some kind of a cardiovascular workout. With diet, you want to eat antioxidant fruits and vegetables, emphasize those omega-3 fats from fish and nuts, and also try to minimize the refined sugars and the processed foods. Stress management can just be taking breaks throughout the day with deep breathing exercises, relaxation techniques, spending time with friends, having conversations, having close social ties. And the memory exercises are easy to learn, and you can see results quite quickly.
Well, that's where I want to go next. Describe look, snapped, connect.
So that's our basic memory technique. Look is a reminder to focus attention. The biggest reason we don't remember is we're simply not paying attention. A snap is a reminder to create a mental snapshot. Our brains are hardwired to remember visually. And then finally, connect is a way of linking up those mental snapshots so they're memorable. If something is meaningful, it will be memorable, and this gives meaning to them. So this makes it very easy to improve common memory complaints, like remembering names and faces or where you put familiar objects.
And chunking.
Chunking is a technique of chunking together bits of information so they're easier to remember. So if you have to remember, say, a phone number, which generally we don't do these days because we have our electronic media that helps us with that. But if you do want to remember a phone number, rather than remembering 9 digits, you can chunk it into 3 groups of smaller digits, and it's easier to remember that way.
Describe for me more about cross-training the brain.
So our brains are very organized in terms of what they do. And the right brain tends to be more visual, and the left brain tends to be more verbal. So this is a way of cross-training, just like we do it with physical exercise. One day you might do upper body training, the next day lower body training. You can switch up your exercises from left brain to right brain training. So you can do a crossword puzzle, which is more left brain, and the next day you might want to do a jigsaw puzzle, which is more right brain.
I'm thinking about that. Okay, top 10 brain-protecting foods.
Well, you're really testing my memory for top 10, but let me just throw out a few that I do think of. Broccoli is great brain food. It's a green vegetable, and spinach is another green leafy vegetable that is brain-protective. Certainly, berries, colorful fruits and vegetables have lots of antioxidant polyphenols. So red peppers are great, strawberries, blueberries, pomegranates, very strong antioxidant polyphenols. If you want to get some protein, certainly soy protein is very healthy for vegetarians. Or if you're not a vegetarian, chicken breast is a healthy protein. Fish gives you lots of protein and is brain protective because it has those omega-3 fats. Another great omega-3 fat food are walnuts. And don't forget omega-9 fats from olive oil, brain protective.
And I read that fish eating grows brain cells. Do I have that right?
Yeah, there have been some studies that find that fish eaters have bigger brains. And as I mentioned, a bigger brain is a better brain.
Put in context the problem of Alzheimer's in our society now.
So we have 5.5 million people in the U.S. with Alzheimer's, maybe 35 million worldwide. Then there are another 10 or 20 million in this country that have mild cognitive impairment at a risk for Alzheimer's. And then there are the family members that are affected having to take care of the patients. This is a huge public health problem. But studies have found that using these kinds of strategies could reduce the number of cases. One study from UC San Francisco found that if we could just have a 25% reduction in these different risk factors for Alzheimer's, we could see 3 million fewer cases in the U.S. alone.
Address the connection between Alzheimer's and diabetes.
We know that two of the key Alzheimer prevention strategies, physical exercise and diet, will prevent diabetes. And a recent large-scale study found that if you have diabetes, it doubles the probability that you'll be getting Alzheimer's. So the Alzheimer's prevention program provides us a way of not only protecting our brain health, but our physical health as well.
You've published this book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program, and I assume in your practice you've seen it work.
We've seen it in our research studies. We have programs that we license around the country through UCLA, and I've seen it in my practice. So when people come in, whether they have mild memory complaints or more serious problems, we routinely go through a medical evaluation, but also look at lifestyle and make recommendations for how people can begin the Alzheimer prevention strategies so they start seeing results and see improvement over the long haul.
You advise patients to be honest with doctors. I'm thinking maybe you've had patients who haven't been honest with you.
A lot of people are anxious to make sure their doctors are pleased with them, and so they might play down their symptoms. And I try to encourage open communication in the office, because I think that if you are honest and forthcoming with your doctor, you're going to be able to get more help.
And finally, you carry a picture of your wife, Gigi, everywhere you go?
Well, I think it's kind of nice to be connected with people you care about. And I think that social connections and close relationships are important for enjoying our lives, to getting the most out of it. And it turns out it actually protects your brain health as well.
It's kind of sweet.
Thank you. It's very kind.
And thank you for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thank you for your interest. And please visit me on my website, drgarysmall.com, drgarysmall.com.